If your network was designed and implemented 5 years ago or more, unfortunately, it's probably not ready for modern initiatives like BYOD and Unified Collaboration. These initiatives are on the rise, networking demands are becoming more complex, and services are ever-changing. You know it's time for your network strategy to evolve, but where do you start? Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard, and on our podcast here today, pleased to have Tim Allen, the Networking Practice Director with PC Connection, on board. Tim is here to talk about the networking services and solutions offered by PC Connection. He will discuss how to develop and manage a future-proofed networking plan and how to choose the right IT partner to help you combine infrastructure, services, and applications for a secure, dependable, wired and wireless network. And Tim, really appreciate you joining us today.
Hi, James. Really been looking forward to
20 plus years that you've had some type of focus on networking. And I can only imagine the changes you've seen, where things are, what's kind of led you to where you're at now.
Just going back, you know, when you talk about the infrastructure that we've all seen, you know, ArcNet to Ethernet and Token Ring, it is amazing to see the changes. And now as we're really doing a transition within the wireless space, it's just amazing to see all of these technologies that are coming down.
Hey, Tim, I get to talk with a lot of IT pros. Many of them have shared with me recently that the changes of networking now seem to almost be the most dramatic they've ever seen.
We're on that precipice where change is about to happen, and it is coming quickly.
What are you hearing these days that are some of the biggest fears or hurdles that organizations are facing today when it comes to networking?
The complexity. It is getting to that point where the complexity of managing it, getting to the level of beyond one individual's skill set, it's getting to the point where we can't live in our silos. So we are truly coming into a situation where I have to understand what the server technology is, what the compute is, and what is the storage, the data, the integrity of it. So it is now coming together in truly a converged infrastructure.
Do you see the hurdle more a kind of conceptual hurdle, kind of people in process stage, and once they get past that, then the technology isn't that bad to deal with in terms of the changes, or is it across all three, the people, process, and technology?
It is going to be all three. It truly is. I mean, the people, like anything, people are part of that equation that have to, be first and foremost part of that discussion, because, you know, they are the people who are going to operate and structurally take it from where we are now to the next level. And we have to understand not only the roadmap of the technology, but what we are trying to do from a business or organizational standpoint. So it is really critical that first we understand that, and then the technology, it always looks harder than it really is. When you first look at it, you go, my goodness, how are we going to ever get to here? But the technology is not nearly as hard as it initially looks like when you first go down that path.
It's definitely important for today's organizations to really build that network that's poised for today, but also poised for growth. So, Tim, what are the top, let's call it, three areas of consideration that an organization today needs to address when planning to update their network strategy?
So I kind of break it down into three major categories. Collaboration. So I'm looking at it, you know, unified collaboration. That is where we're seeing a lot of the presence, communication, and social media all coming together. Then I see, and I label it, I call it the unified network access. That's where your wired and wireless are coming together, where it's imperceptible of which network are you on. And obviously, if you're on a wired network, you know that because there's a piece of wire. But the future is predominantly going to be a wireless environment. And then the last piece is this unified data center, you know, the convergence of all what I just spoke about earlier, about the compute and the storage and the network, you know, turning into a virtualized environment.
Tim, there's a lot more of that complexity that you mentioned earlier. What can you talk about here? And can you give us an idea of the types of services and solutions that PC Connection brings to customers?
Well, the very first thing we can do is talk about what is their organizational needs are. I think that's always a critical point. Where do you want to go? What is your organization? Because it used to be in the past, the IT organization kind of lived in their section of the building and kind of understood what they thought the business needed. It's now changing. The paradigm has shifted. The business is now looking at how they need to run their organization, and it's now truly a collaboration of the IT organization and the business. And then from there, understanding what the technology is that can be employed. So we look at basically what we call the network assessment, and that can be mean so many things. I can look at your network from a basic inventory standpoint and just what do you have, to understanding what the baseline and the performance and functionality, to what you have today, and then what that will be needed to move it to the next level. Cloud is obviously one of those big topics out there. You know, do I want the cloud? Am I scared of the cloud? Do I want the cloud? Those conversations can be often turned into hybrid conversation. I need a piece of the cloud and I need a piece of my own infrastructure. And I need to understand how those two components are going to work together.
And Tim, that network assessment is so important. Networks have gotten so big, so complex. You have to get the assessment, know where things are. PC Connection can give people that insight. And then what I'm assuming is that things like unified communications and collaboration, you can look into that. You can look at the wireless networks. Those are all kind of starting points, it sounds like.
Exactly. I mean, when you talk about wireless, for instance, what I see is this whole initiative, which is still evolving, this BYOD, bring your own device. Organizations are struggling with how that is going to impact their infrastructure, how they're going to authenticate, how they're going to manage identity within their organization. This is across so many different verticals. You know, you look at education. That is, they've got a big push to support wireless because of the change in education. And then healthcare. Healthcare has got a lot of asset inventory needs. They need to know where these critical devices are throughout their infrastructure. And wireless is supporting them. And then retail. And the list goes on. And we could talk about manufacturing and then, you know, right into the services organizations. So the understanding of a unified network is really critical. And network assessments, site surveys, those are the types of conversations we're having. In combination with what is the business need, because that is the thing that I always drive my engineering teams to consider, not just the technology. Don't just talk about the zeros and ones and the bits and bytes. We've got to talk about what are the business needs as well.
Let's talk a little bit here, Tim, about the needs that an IT organization has in terms of these assessments, right? If they reach out and say, yeah, we do need to get some insight. Network assessments. What's a typical IT team going to experience when doing a network assessment with you guys?
Usually the first question we ask, are you having a problem? There's usually an issue that is an underlay of that request. And that means to me that we've got to understand from a baseline, what is it should be. So that first element of a network assessment is getting and attaining a baseline. What is the network when it's structurally performing correctly? Then when there's an anomaly, what is the deviation there? What is happening in the environment? Additional layer on that is, where does your infrastructure need to grow to? And that is an additional service that we offer. We can look at your environment and say, we now understand where you are, and then from understanding where you are, we can now project where you need to go to based on your current infrastructure. Give you a kind of a case study example. Sometimes there's turnover in the leadership of an IT organization. They come in, and it's not clear to them what they really have in the infrastructure. What do I own? Sometimes it's not clear, depending on what we've got installed for management tools. So there's often a clear need to understand what I've got in my organization, what is still supported by the vendor, because that's a critical piece. You know, it's a fairly easy thing to do, but it's painful if you find out after the fact that critical elements of your organization are not supported.
More and more voice and video, core to how we're doing business these days, you all offer a voice and video assessment.
So voice and video is obviously something that's really taking off. I mean, you know, the ability to see and talk to the individual, I find it so much more useful. When I'm talking to an individual, I can see their expressions and understand. It's not so helpful when I see big blobs on the screen and there's cutout in the audio. So understanding what is required for the two endpoints to connect, that is something that we offer as a service. And that also goes back to the voice over IP or component, just the audio. That is a critical element as well. Typically, organizations are expanding or through mergers and acquisitions. They've got different platforms, and they need to unify those. And having the ability to understand at the network level what each site or organization can support is also a service that we offer.
And then we'll wrap up this kind of list, and I've got one more question for you today here. But a wireless site survey, again, brings us back to the fact that wireless is really where we're at these days.
It is. I could talk about some, you know, situations where customers have deployed wireless, and they have not gotten the full value out of the deployment. And a lot of times it's based on planning and understanding the infrastructure. And there are situations where it isn't as straightforward as one would think, density designs, things like that within the wireless space. So, you know, I've got network engineers who, you know, electrical engineering degree knowledge it takes to understand what is going on with the RF, you know, radio frequencies that are propagating through the environment. And what are they doing? How much are they splashing outside of your organization and causing risk to your organization or not giving the right coverage within? Our site surveys, we consider very important for a successful deployment.
Hey, good stuff there, Tim. Let me ask you, what have you heard from your own customers? What do you believe are the biggest benefits that organizations get from working with a partner to reevaluate and understand where they want to take their networking initiatives, as opposed, again, to doing it on their own?
So I think one of the real values we bring is the breadth of experience of seeing other organizations utilize the technology. So we've got solution architects and top-notch network engineers who have not only have they seen the technology employed, but they've seen it employed in different verticals. So they can talk to, well, when we saw it deployed in this method, it worked successfully. So I really boil it down to best practices. Often that is where we talk about where we've seen success, where we've seen failure, and being able to bring that to the table.
Can I assume the education, knowledge transfer is also kind of a big part of that that they can benefit from? And that's why I'm hearing from you. You're saying, hey, you might have had an engineer out on one site. They can see and maybe predict a potential problem and avoid it if they're, again, at another customer. So it's that knowledge transfer. It's working directly to understand what the customer's unique needs is as well to really get that right solution for someone.
Yes. You know, there's the traditional, what we call the knowledge transfer. Well, that's really the first step of absorption. But then there are other layers that need to take place. So understanding and taking ownership of this technology requires different levels of knowledge, techniques. So, you know, classroom training is, you know, another component that we often recommend that folks delve into and invest in, because the people ultimately are going to be the core component of a successful technology transfer.
Well, Tim, I believe as you do, again, major changes that we're in the beginning of will continue here. There's going to be a lot of conversation about it. I appreciate you starting the conversation with me today. We'll have more down the road. I am going to let you run. I'm going to give the audience some follow-up information here in just a moment. But before I do that, the good old thank you, sir, for being here today.
Oh, thank you, James. Much enjoyed it.
And of course, folks, if you would like more information about how PC Connection can help you combine infrastructure, services, and applications to provide you with a secure, dependable wired and wireless network, then contact your account manager today. You can also learn more at pcconnection.com/network services or call 1-800-800-0014. You can also reach us by email, connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, my name is James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Connection Point.